My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the Church celebrates the great bishop and doctor, St. Francis de Sales, whose accomplishments were many and remarkable. St. Francis de Sales lived in the time of the Catholic Counter-Reformation, and one of his great accomplishments was as a young priest to be assigned to an area that was almost completely dominated by the Calvinists, who were at that time extremely hostile towards the Catholics. Catholicism was driven completely underground. And St. Francis de Sales went forth there into this territory and could hardly get a hearing. He had to, in fact, stay in a fortress just to be assured that he wouldn't be assassinated. And they did try to assassinate him. Because he wasn't able really to preach effectively, he was silenced from any kind of public appearances. He took to writing, and his ingenious approach of writing leaflets and little tracts, which he had to have then hand-copied and distributed, slid under doors and posted at the public corner or whatever the method was for distributing it, slowly the truth of the Catholic faith began to spread. And he reported that where once hardly 100 Catholics could be found among the multitude of Calvinists, over a period of years, the situation was reversed to where hardly a Calvinist could be found. St. Francis de Sales then has been recognized as the patron saint of the Catholic press, and it's on this point, among many which we could speak of regarding St. Francis de Sales, but this in particular has a special resonance with us Franciscans of the Immaculate as we're involved in the apostolate of Catholic press as well as media. There is another saint, not yet canonized, but a man of holy reputation who is now servant of God, an American Jesuit by the name of Father John Hardin, who established the Marian Catechists, which now operates out of the shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, for which we're responsible pastorally. And Father John Hardin was a great advocate of the importance of the writing apostolate. So I think it appropriate just to tell you a little bit about what Father Hardin said on this feast of the patron saint of the Catholic press. Father Hardin believed that the writing apostolate was the single most basic form of apostolic endeavor that his group, the Marian Catechists, should engage in. And he breaks it down in a letter that he wrote to them in the fall of 1998. He passed away in the year 2000, so this was just a few years before his death. And it reflects the fruit of a lifetime of wisdom and apostolic work. And so here's just a few excerpts of that article. First of all, the points, the value of writing as an apostolate. He said that it's really a road to sanctity, and among the benefits are the following, that writing as an apostolic endeavor helps develop discipline for the mind It also requires intellectual humility. It leaves a record of the graces received by the person writing. It cultivates the memory. It helps one keep a moral inventory. It helps one develop in the art of speaking. And it's a form of practicing charity, sharing our souls. Father Hardin quotes St. Augustine as saying, "I'm one of those who write because he has made some progress in the spiritual life, and who, by means of writing, makes further progress." So the spiritual life is both an incentive to write and also a means to progress in the spiritual life. And Father Hardin points out that if it weren't for the inspiration to write, we wouldn't have the sacred scriptures. He asks, "What is the Bible except the inspired word of God in written form?" Regarding the discipline for the mind that comes from writing, he says, "Writing gives direction to our thinking and helps us to master our faculty of thought. Writing cultivates intellectual humility because it exposes the vagueness of our thinking and the inconsistency of our logic and the triviality of our life." He was speaking of himself. These are the things that when he would write, reading it back, it became clear that a thought perhaps wasn't all that well developed or all that clear. And so to continue to work in that, on that piece of writing, to recognize its flaws, helps to cultivate intellectual humility, which then, if practiced, if the writing is practiced with fidelity, eventually leads to a clarification and an illumination of the mind. He also underscores the importance of the memory, and writing helps create then kind of etches into the memory those experiences in the spiritual life. And then he says, "Whatever is memorized becomes a part of the treasury of our mind, and our memorized thoughts then contribute to everything we think, say, or do for the rest of our lives." In the case of St. Francis de Sales, some of his greatest work, or the one that's most well known, Introduction to the Devout Life, is surely the fruit of spiritual experiences expressed in writing, which then he carried and shared with the people that he helped through spiritual direction, which were many. It's said that over 20,000 of his letters exist, and 4,000 of his sermons, and all of these are imbued with great wisdom. And part of that wisdom is the fruit of this constant effort to practice the apostolate of writing. And this then helped him achieve true sanctity, which, as we know, St. Paul tells us, speaking of all of the various gifts that we may receive, in the end, it's charity that lasts. And Father Hardin says, "Charity is, above all, sharing with another what I have in order to enrich the person whom I love." And he encourages, then he says, "We should make a written memo of the parables in our own life to share them with others." Elsewhere, I've heard it attributed to Benjamin Franklin, but then I've seen it attributed to an ancient Greek, so I'm not sure who gets the credit, but I believe Benjamin Franklin said that a life not reflected upon is not worth living. And there's a grain of truth to that. Just a life of passing experiences that just come and go without being cultivated to bear fruit is hardly a path to perfection. But through the apostolate of writing on spiritual matters, cultivating one's own spiritual experiences and observations then allows us to grow in wisdom and to then be able to share that wisdom with others, which is a way to practice Christian charity, to lift other people up, our brothers and sisters, and help bring them to God through this effort. So on this feast day of St. Francis de Sales, let us reflect on this aspect of his life, which can be also an aspect of our life, and a worthy effort. St. Francis de Sales didn't simply write to publish books, but in fact he published few works in his lifetime. Rather, he shared his love of God with others in the form of letters, which were then collected and edited and put together by others. So we don't have to necessarily sit down and hope to write the great Catholic novel of our age, but simply share our love of God and our concern for the spiritual well-being of others, for their eternal life, even in personal correspondence or another form that Father Hardin emphasizes, writing letters to the editor. And everyone here knows that we have more reasons than we wish to be able or to write. We have plenty of reasons to write letters to the newspapers about the many, many errors that are being promoted in our culture today. And the entire culture of death and sin is something that has to be counteracted. And one of the very effective ways is to try to bring about the conversion of the culture through enlightened writing. Let us ask St. Francis de Sales to inspire us to apply this wisdom that he shares with us in our own lives, both on the personal level and on the social level. And may the Blessed Virgin Mary continue to work through the Franciscans of the Immaculate in our endeavors to share the faith through writing, through the media, and various forms of communication. Praise be Jesus and Mary.